We've met many P1s along the way, and some of them are newer than others. And this one would definitely qualify for the newer one. She is our dear, dear friend. We're going to call her the top reporter in all of Dallas. Her and then Daddy.
Okay.
It is Fox 4's Peyton Yeager.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We hear you, Peyton. Do you hear us?
Yes.
are you working? Do you got to work tonight?
Yeah, I'm working right now. I just sent my script to my producers.
What's the hot story of the day?
Preparing for the FIFA World Cup announcement on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we're doing a Sunday announcement, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even
Sunday,
know that.
Sunday, I'll be working. Mm-hmm.
So did you have to, what did you do? Who did you interview today? Anybody?
Mayor of Arlington, Jim Ross. Couple businesses gearing up. We're ready to go.
Boring.
Look at that.
Guys.
That's Dave. That's Dave.
I used to work in TV news, and I hate TV news, but you're great at it.
Yeah, I love it, Peyton. Don't listen to Dave.
It's a Friday fun story.
Yes, yes. Okay, so hang on, Peyton. So Peyton sent me a note last night, and I don't believe I'd seen this.
Wait, no, do not throw me under the bus like that.
What? I hadn't seen this yet, and it was a valuable piece of news information that spread all over the Metroplex in no time and eventually made its way to our morning show, because Peyton's known for many things, but her e-break, maybe to RP1, she's more known for that than anything. We're trying to change that, Peyton.
Yeah.
I just want the heat off of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even kidding you guys. I'm glad I'm on here. I went to Petacola's Brewing Company today in Dallas' Design District. Uh-huh. The owner was like, I knew why you were familiar. You're the e-break girl. And that's exactly why I texted you last night, because I am done.
Yeah, you're taking control of the narrative.
Yeah, she is. And you know what? That's for a young reporter like yourself, you can't ask for anything. You're a go-getter, Peyton.
You're so much more than an e-break. I mean,
right.
Let's be fair about all of this. Like,
yeah, so you got to point the spotlight at a bigger e-break.
Well, let's listen to Peyton's first, because I would like to gauge these two.
Amazing.
Here is Peyton Yeager from Fox 4.
A Dallas man is in jail, charged with murdering his next-door neighbor, starting from an argument over loud music. Police say 54-year-old Lonnie Holcomb first fired a BB gun at his neighbor's truck. It turned into a full-blown fight, and police say Holcomb pulled out a handgun and shot Carlos Gonzalez in the chest. Fox 4's Peyton Yeager is live in Dallas with the story. Peyton.
Clarice, the 54-year-old suspect is still in the Dallas County Jail this evening with a $250,000 bond. The suspect told police in an interview that Gonzalez has often played loud music, and that
it's so good.
It's like you were having a stroke.
It is awesome.
Like, I want that whole transcript on a shirt.
I'm talking about doing merch. I just need someone to support it.
Oh, we know somebody who would love to do your merch. I bet you. I bet you Ty is on the case.
You know what, though? You did eventually recover, but when you did recover, could you get that out of your head?
Get it out of my head, I immediately went to tears. So, yeah, I just was like... But I finished it. I finished it, and then we had to do the whole package. And then in my ear, they were like, do you want to come back out and do your tag? And I was like, I'm going to do it. But, yeah, I had tears down my face, like, in my mascara.
We all screw up.
It's stressful, though. I get it.
Yeah.
Look,
the thing is,
Dave gets you so many times.
Well, we all have, and that's the thing about this stupid business. But the difference is, Peyton, on radio, especially for us, not in radio in general, but in radio, if you make a mistake here, it's highlighted.
Celebrated.
And we all laugh and make fun of it, and then it lasts into perpetuity, but it's just part of your ticket DNA, you know? And so, but on TV, it's like, it's like you go into a state of shock when you do something like that, and the program director, right. Oh my God, what is that?
No, but this morning, now I have that 250,000 has had a resurge on social media because of the e-break that y'all awarded this morning. So now they're doing a competition on which is better.
All right. Well, let's listen to the one that won this morning, the one that you were so anxious to get out there in the public, apparently.
No. No.
From Cynthia Izaguirre.
This is like Anchorman, where they meet up and the two different news teams.
Right. Yeah. So here's Cynthia last night on Channel 8.
Performed the Heimlich maneuver, and once she could breathe again, told him how someone swerved in front of her. It scared her so bad she literally inhaled her chewing gum and started choking.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
You know, our executive producer, incredible. Tiffany Johnson, just so insensitive. She was laughing, saying, you know how embarrassing it would be to, like, have to be saved from just your chewing gum?
I would be happy to be laughed at and be saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson. I just couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you? I kid you not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
dead.
I mean, I folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now in Denton.
Dude.
What? So good.
I was deep throating a banana a couple years ago.
And who saved your life? Captain Allsups? Who?
Captain Awesome?
Captain Awesome?
That's my name.
Oh, like, what did she think? What's going through her head when she's thinking?
Oh, no.
So I was choking on that banana.
I was doing a TikTok. Suddenly I started choking.
Oh, my God.
So, Peyton, you wanted to blow the whistle on her for that, huh?
Tagged, and I don't know why now I'm like the blooper. So when that happened, I don't know any of the three people on there. I've never met them. I'm sure they're amazing. But I was tagged in it on Twitter, like, Peyton, what do you think about this? I'm like, I am no expert. I am way younger. I have no idea. They are way more tenured and been longer in Dallas than I have been. And I'm like, wait, don't drag me into this. I don't even work there.
But you're like on the advisory board.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you have
I guess
to,
so.
Like, you have to, like, vet. Okay, well, that deserves to be in the conversation. Or that's not good enough. Send
them.
Send that back to the kitchen. That one's not.
Yeah. Like, they always want to ask LeBron about the young up and kids.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, and the thing is that as great as that one is from Cynthia, and I don't even think she knew, like, if you watch the video, she's just kind of looking around going, why is everybody laughing?
Yeah, she's, like, just innocently talking, I feel like. She doesn't realize.
Yes.
She's just gagging on a nana.
She did not say that.
But, I mean, like, is that her worst e-break, or is this one the worst e-break?
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
up. Okay. As we head to the break, I'll look at the 6 o'clock hour drug testing.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's look straight in the papers out here.
He climbed a mountain choking on a banana.
Wait, he's blind.
But he's gay.
Wow.
Oh, man. What you said. Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you? I kid you not.
God. All right, Peyton, I'm going to let you off the hook.
Sounds like she's coming for your title.
I get off now? I'm like hanging up.
I'm voting for Cynthia. I'm going
to. Well, two is better than one. So she's
two bananas.
What do you think of Tavondre Sweat at the Senior Bowl, Peyton?
I love him. He's great. And y'all are at Longhorn Ice House, and you didn't even invite me.
No, yeah.
There's still time.
Corby didn't invite you to the 30th birthday party, and then he didn't invite you to this either.
I'm actually kind of annoyed I didn't get invited. How do my 250,000 embarrassment goes down and I don't even get an invite
say
to the party?
Yeah.
Even Ducey got an invite.
250.
Barely. Barely.
Thousand, I'm sorry,
yeah, he couldn't get up to the upstairs because he didn't have the right wristband.
No, but he got in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he got in with the poor people.
Oh, no.
All right, Peyton, listen, good luck on your assignment tonight. And have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Bye, Peyton.
There she goes. Fox 4's.
Such a good sport.
Peyton Yeager. Yeah. God, that's so great, dude. That Cynthia one is just...
It's amazing. And I think one of the musers said this morning, but I would like to mega dittos that why couldn't Hanson have been there on set?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Even if he just makes eyes at the camera or something. Uh-huh. I think that would have been
like,
perfect.
Like Jim on The Office. Like.
Yes. This is the cutaway. All you got to do is look at the camera. We're fine.